This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. The shooting, which took place at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, left four people dead, including the shooter. A law enforcement official says another eight people were wounded. FBI Special Agent Rachel Rojas says the investigation is ongoing.
We are not prepared at this hour to confirm what may have motivated the shooter to commit this horrific act today. There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts, and this is still very much an active and ongoing investigation. As soon as we can, we will share more.
Fox News is reporting that the FBI has arrested six Saudi nationals in connection with the shooting. In Hawaii, military officials say the U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. Gabriel Romero, 22, was also facing punishment for minor misconduct. The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And you're listening to VOA News. A woman in northern India who was set on fire as she was going to a court hearing for a rape case she'd filed months ago has died. She died on the same day that four men who were suspects in a rape case in southern India were shot dead by police. They were suspects in the rape of a 27-year-old veterinarian. Authorities say the suspect set her body on fire after raping her. This woman, supports the police shooting.
What he has done will bring out more women to safety and they will get more strength and they will feel that India is a safer country because we have a police. We have police who can support women, who can safeguard women from these kind of stuff.
According to the latest Indian government figures, more than 33,000 rape cases were reported in 2017, an average of more than 90 incidents each day. Iraqi officials have raised Friday's death toll to 25 protesters killed and over 130 wounded after a bloody night of attacks by unknown gunmen. They targeted anti-government demonstrators in the capital. The attack was among the deadliest since protests began in Iraq 2 months ago. Australian authorities say several Australian bushfires have combined to form a megafire that is burning out of control north of Sydney. The blaze is burning across 300,000 hectares within an hour's drive of Australia's largest city, which has been enveloped in a soup of toxic smoke. President Trump says he will temporarily hold off designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations at the request of Mexico's president. President Andres Manuel López Obrador says he wants U.S. cooperation on fighting drug gangs, not intervention. A U.S. jury has found Elon Musk not guilty of defaming a British caver who helped in last year's rescue of trapped Thai schoolboys. Musk had called him a pedo guy. Vernon Unsworth sought $190 million in damages from the Tesla founder, arguing that the tweet damaged his reputation.
Well, I came here for a verdict. Unfortunately, it's not gone the way we wished. I respect the jury's decision. And I'd like to personally thank my lawyers who've been absolutely awesome.
His attorney, Mark Stevens, says the verdict is not good for society.
It is now said by this jury that insults, however grave, however unpleasant, are completely open season on social media, on Twitter. That is not going to be a good outcome for society.
Speaking to reporters after the jury reached its decision, Musk said his faith in humanity is restored. For more news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.